Welcome to the Hypnotic Healers Podcast, your home for insights and insider knowledge about hypnotic change work. With your hosts, control practitioners and hypnotists, Nicole Mazzucato and Anthony Gitch.
Hello and welcome back to Hypnotic Healers. My name is Nicole Mazzucato, and as always, I'm here with Anthony Gitch all the way on the other side of planet Earth. As we get into our conversation here today, it's important for you guys to know that neither Anthony nor I are doctors, licensed psychologists, psychiatrists, or medical professionals of any sort. So please do not make any changes or alterations to any medications or treatments you're on based on the conversation you hear here today. Take what you like and leave the rest. And while you're leaving stuff, you might as well leave us a like, a love, a share, you know, any of those kind of emoji things. It could even be the poo with the smiley face.
No.
And, yeah, I like the poo.
I don't like the poo. It means you're a pile of shit. I'm not a pile of shit.
No, it doesn't. It's got a smiley face.
So you're a happy pile of shit. That means you're just bewildered all the time. Great.
Or just share us around with your family and friends and anyone you know that might get something out of this podcast.
Yes, I can salt it because we're a big old pile of poo.
I like the poo emoji.
I don't use many emojis. I don't understand them. I always
your messages are just like hello dot. It's really odd texting.
That is true. A lot of the texts I get from you, they're all colorful, and I'm like, okay, talk to you later.
Dot. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's what makes us so wonderful.
Different communication types.
What do you call those? The pictograph. You're the pictograph type of person.
I like emojis. I feel like I can express myself really well through pictures and colors and little faces. And I don't feel like the emoji range is broad enough yet.
I do, because there's too many. I don't know what any of them mean. It's like if I put the little smiley face, now I'm like, oh my God, does that mean, look, I have to look really closely because my old man eyesight now, and I see that they've got little rosy cheeks. I'm like, are they embarrassed? So am I not supposed to send that if I'm feeling, what does that mean? Oh, what kind of message might that send? Might that send the wrong message to the person on the other end of this? Because I don't know what this actually means. And in some dark, weird alley, if I send this one, it means that I want to, you know, do something inappropriate with you. I don't know. I'm not a fan of emojis.
Okay, there you go.
Because I'm always afraid I'm going to send the wrong damn thing and it's not going to be taken the way that I want.
Do you know what? You can send the wrong thing with a word, with a full stop in the wrong place. Do you know what I mean?
I do that all the time. That's what I mean.
I know you do.
I don't.
I remember when we first started communicating, I was like, what is up with this guy? He's so short and direct and just weird on email and text messages. And I was like, but then when we talk, he's like, you know, nice and friendly and stuff. And I was like, okay, there's just like a weird wiring going on.
It's that old, I don't know, it's just the way that I am. I'm not good with emojis, but at any rate. So today we're going to be talking about things that we have learned from people that we've had on the show over the past year, over the past 2 years now almost, we're not coming up on, we've been here.
A year anyway, and a half.
Yes. And so, because there has been some things that have happened drastically, even with my business, not with my business necessarily, but with my YouTube channel in just the past couple of weeks that I thought that I should mention as, you know, practices or the proof is in the pudding sort of thing. And then I could actually think of several things that I've done because of people that I've met on this show, and subsequent classes I've done or learnings that I have done that have changed the direction of my offerings and aspects that I do now in my career. And I know that you've had some pretty amazing experiences based upon some of the folks that you've met here as well. Absolutely. I'm even going to be super nice and I'm going to let you go first today.
Oh, that is nice of you. Wow. Yeah, no, we've had some incredible people on this podcast and I feel so blessed to have this platform to be able to invite people on and talk to them and pick their brains and hear their stories and hear their little nuggets of wisdom and yeah, people have been really generous in sharing those nuggets of wisdom with us. I think the first person that pops to mind, because we were talking about this before we started recording, was Donna Bloom. Donna Bloom, I loved listening to Donna. Yeah, the Ho'oponopono.
I was just thinking that one in my head.
yeah. I loved, you know, Donna is a lovely, lovely lady, and it was really great to have her on, and she shared that tool with us. I use that all the time with clients now, and it's such a beautiful process to take people through. It's so simple, and I've had people crying like in floods of tears as we go through this, and the sense of relief that they get from it and healing that they get from it is incredible, incredibly empowering tool and beautiful to use with clients.
And you know, this is going to be, you know me by now and how I like to string things and connect things. And when I think about that process and what it does, you know, Carl Smith does an emotional detox that kind of almost does all of those things that are included in that in the Ho'oponopono process, but in a different way. If you watch the way, anyway, I don't know why my head just went there, but that it's all very similar. But I've done that with several of my clients, use that tool and sent them away with that tool.
With the Ho'oponopono?
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely a tool you send away with. And there has been, who else have you had?
Christopher Holman, the Lessons, Blessings, and Understandings. I have totally adopted that. I mean, I love that phrase, and that has very much become part of my vocabulary. I think, for me, it's all about the lessons, blessings, and understandings that we take from our experiences. And I can't be more grateful for him. I mean, what an incredible human. I really loved his way of thinking, his determination, his tenacity, his dedication. Yeah, what a just brilliant human. It was so great to talk to him.
Yes. Well, I mean, and some great lessons, just like with Chris Black. You know, I mean, what some amazing lessons in there. But for one of the things that I wanted to talk about, just because I implemented something just about 3 weeks ago now, after having Carl Smith on, who, by the way, as anybody knows, I am the founder of what is now open and out as the Pacific Northwest Hypnosis Conference. And the great Carl Smith is going to be our first ever keynote speaker. And he was a guest here on the show. And one of the things that he talked about was a online service called the Digital Marketeer. And I went and checked it out because I'm one of those proof is in the pudding guys. And I have implemented just one of the lessons that I've learned on that. And I've got a 480% increase in my viewership on my YouTube channel.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
And that is, you know, and that was, I think it's important.
Does that mean you've gone from 1 to 5?
Yes. No, it, you know, the regular viewership is up. The sustained amount of time watching is up. And it's all the same videos, but it's just implementing the things that I learned, in that class. I have been making my YouTube videos wrong. And so I will just give this as a tip to people, because this is one of the things that I took away listening to someone else who was on the podcast here, Carl, and following through. And if you're going to make your YouTube videos and you want your channel to grow, there's a process that you do it. So much like when we talk about business person first, marketer second, hypnotherapist third, it is title first, thumbnail second, video third. That is the order in which you create. It is the big idea. They call it the big idea. And then you take that down and you make sure you've got an amazing title. Then you create the thumbnail and then you shoot the video stuff, which I was doing it the opposite way around. I always create my videos and do this and that. Yeah. I mean, I took a, so it's not a cheap organization to join, but I'll tell you what, it's already been well worth it.
Nice.
I'll be sharing those secrets with people as I become more familiar with them and how to use them and ensure that in fact, this is a viable path for people to follow and take, because I'm one of those folks who I'm not going to share with you until I know I've done it on my own.
Nice, exciting
stuff.
We will look forward to hearing more as you progress with that.
Yeah, and even with the hypnosis conference, you know, those of you out there listening in the Pacific Northwest, anybody who's listening anywhere, if you want to be part of the conference, please visit the website and get your applications in to become a speaker. We've got limited space because we are brand new and we're going to be smaller and limited in the number of tickets that we can provide. So, but we're at the Tacoma Convention Center, which is an absolutely beautiful facility.
So going back to what we're actually talking about today, Chris Black, often refer people to listen to that episode with Chris Black, and I often refer to his story of recovery and how he essentially healed himself, how he learned the power of his own mind to heal himself. That is, his story was just so powerful, really powerful. I think he's probably had one of the most powerful stories that we've heard on this podcast in terms of his own personal journey and what brought him to hypnosis and where he's at now working with clients.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for me, that's been a great lesson in, I mean, we've all been on our own healing journeys in one way or another, but Chris's journey is such a,
that's a whole other level.
Yeah. Is it such a real life example of what people talk about in terms of what you can do with the power of your own mind?
Right. Those are those kind of stories where you usually only get to see them on.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that stands out for me in terms of his journey. Definitely. I remember that conversation like it was yesterday. And like I say, I often refer people back to listen to that episode and check out the serious ones.
And I'm all like, Tracy Gray, because, you know.
Tracy was different. I loved Tracy. You know, I went and actually took her class
at HypnoThoughts this last summer. And because of that, I've already started marketing that part of my business now, the entertainment part of my business as a mentalist, because it's freaking amazing fun.
Yeah. And you know, kudos to you for taking a class and really taking that on and putting yourself out there as a mentalist and offering shows and yourself as an entertainer in that way. I think that's amazing. And it takes a lot of confidence to do that. And I know you've invested a lot of time and money and practice.
Yes, I have.
Into developing
to suffer through some of the practice time when we were together. Yes.
But that's what it takes, isn't it? You do a class and essentially you can do one class. And if you take it and roll with it and practice and learn,
you can develop a whole career ready to go. With my buddy Jim Kellner, the guy who I'm doing the conference with, I'm going to be doing his opening act for him when he does shows here local in Seattle. He's a stage hypnotist. And so, you know, I mean, that's that collaboration piece where, you know, that's going to get me the exposure that I need to be out in front of people and the practice that I need. And you know, that's the kind of support that is great amongst this community, I think. Not everywhere, but, you know, I think for the most part, I think it's we're all pretty there to support each other.
Collaborations.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. Another big one for me was Freddie Jacquin. Yeah, I love Freddie. I love Freddie. I think he's the most incredible human. And as a result of that interview, I went to one of his retreats this year, which was mind-blowing. Not just because of the content and what we learned and what we did. The type of people that Freddie and Anthony attract are also very, you know, it's a whole range of different people, but a lot of them are very colorful, a lot of magicians right. as well, because of the kind of cult background that Anthony's got from his book and from his background as well. But Freddie is, he really is genuinely so humble and generous and kind. And it's so, I feel like it's rare to come across somebody like that. I mean, I know they've got a massive following, Freddie and Anthony, but to give you an example, I went up with a friend of mine and my friend was never planning on joining the retreat because she'd never done anything to do with hypnosis. She was just a friend of mine. We'd done a bit of work together. She listens to the podcast. She's a great fan of the podcast. So she's been learning bits, you know, from the podcast, but it was never her intention to come and join in. She was just coming along to hang out because we were in a beautiful place. And the first evening we arrived there, we went and had drinks and said hi to Freddie and Anthony. And the first thing Freddie said to her was, come and join in. You know, by the time you leave here at the end of the weekend, you're going to be able to hypnotize people. And I was kind of freaking out when we got there because I was looking at something on the Facebook group and it said something about having registered for this. And I hadn't registered anywhere for this. I thought, oh my God, we're about to arrive. I haven't registered for this.
Oh my God.
What if we get there? And they're going to be like, you haven't registered. You can't join. And so I started to freak out a little bit. I was like, do you know what? If that's the case, then that's the case. We'll just have a nice weekend. We're in the Lake District. We're in a beautiful hotel. It's fine. But I mean, as soon as we got there and I said hello to Freddie and Anthony, I was like, Anthony, I haven't read. He's like, it's fine. You're here. You know, who cares? Just join in. We're going to have a great time. You're going to learn. And they were both like that. And they really, you know, kind of grabbed my friend by the hand and were like, come and learn, come and join in, come and have. She had an amazing weekend as well. She had a brilliant weekend. And just, I've seen that time and time again with them. They are so giving and open.
Well,
and
I think that well, that's just kind of look at how he was on the podcast.
It really
I mean,
is
he was a lot of fun just to have a talk with. Yeah, I enjoyed him. And I know that he invited me to come up there and be part of all of that. And had I been able to stay over there longer, I might have been able to do it, but maybe next time.
Yeah. And as a result of that, I'm also doing some training with them. And it's great fun. You know, it's great fun. They're both very knowledgeable. They've got their way of working. I'm learning new skills and new ways of doing things. I love Freddie's book. I've really enjoyed reading and listening to his audio book. And Anthony has also got, as we've talked about before, The Art of Impromptu. Oh, is it? No. Plastic. Reality is Plastic, which I've started to listen to as an audiobook, but they just keep pumping out value and giving a lot. Anthony's incredibly active. They're both actually incredibly active on YouTube, within their Facebook group. They're constantly offering different things that you can join as part of your membership with their organization, the Jacquin Hypnosis Academy. So they run like business momentum meetings once a week. I know that Freddie does a lot of talks. I think it's with the British Medical Society or something like that. So he does a lot of talks with doctors and he's really working hard to get doctors to use and offer hypnosis to patients where, for example, they've got chronic pain and pain medication isn't helping. He's really trying to help and encourage them to start turning to hypnosis and using simple tools to help their patients overcome things like chronic pain, which can be done really quickly. Another woman, actually, that I really got a lot out of was Mariana Matthews.
Oh,
she was incredible. And she just as a female figure that broke through a particular mold and broke through what was and probably still is essentially a very male dominated industry, which is stage hypnosis and hypnosis for entertainment.
Yeah.
She really inspired the hell out of me.
Yep. She's a neat lady. I enjoy her a lot. She's local here. So I get to have lunches with her and she's a great lady to spend time with for sure.
Yeah, no, she was a real powerhouse, and I really enjoyed having that interaction with her and hearing her story as well, and what she, the overcoming, right? And she was the one that had a massive gap. She did a bit of hypnosis training or something like that, and then she left it for years and years. She had another career, right?
Well, she was in police. Yeah, she was in police work.
Right, and then she came back to it like much later in life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very impressive woman. Yeah, very impressive. I went and saw one of her shows and she pulled me into it. It was a lot of fun. She's a great lady.
Yeah.
And then who are some of the other folks? Scott Jensen. Yeah, wasn't that our first year?
I think Scott was actually our first guest, if I'm not mistaken.
Was he our first guest?
I think he was. He was our first guest and Howard was our second guest, but Scott, in exchanges with Scott are always informative and interesting. I've always enjoyed Scott's knowledge, depth of knowledge. Scott is very much business marketing than therapist. That's very much his way of thinking. He's all about the business and the marketing without spending, well, at least initially marketing without spending any money on marketing. But yeah, he's always been in that order as well. Business marketing therapist.
Right on, right on. Yeah. He definitely has, the program set up for people. I know a lot of people who have gone through his process and have, put everything to work exactly as prescribed. Mm. And when they have done it exactly as prescribed, they have been able to do quite a bit for themselves.
Yeah. Well, we had Sarah Picaro on here, who's one of Scott's students. And I don't know if you remember, Sarah's story made the hairs stand on edge on my arm.
Yeah, I remember Sarah. But yeah, he definitely has his stuff drilled in for sure. And there, Mike Brenna, he's here in the States right now. He and Don Smith are here in the States.
They've joined forces, which is lovely as a couple and in business, right? They've joined forces and they're now working together. They've built their practice together as Mike and Dawn, which is lovely.
Yeah. It's great people. Great, great couple.
Philippa and Bertie who are,
Just have a birthday recently.
Philippa just had a birthday recently and she is really a bright, shiny star, that one. I just really have always had a great admiration for her. I really, really enjoy her company. She's very bubbly. She's such a lovely, lovely lady. And I actually went through their course as well, The Impactful Therapist, which was really nice to experience. Really, really nice. And they use some beautiful tools in there and share some really nice stuff that, you can take away and use with your own clients, and they take you on kind of a hypnosis journey as well. So every day, every week you're going through a hypnosis, which they're really beautiful, powerful sessions.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. Yeah. I think that we have been really lucky in being able to have folks on here that can give takeaways that I mean, I've been able to utilize in my business, right? And to grow my business and hopefully other people who listen to this, who are professionals, are able to do the same thing or become inspired to go out there and take that class that might take them to the next level or might introduce something different to them, right? Because I would, quite frankly, had never thought about being a mentalist until I took Tracy's class and had a blast with it. And I feel confident enough, now to go out there and do it. And so, you know, I'm hoping that this podcast is able to provide others with that same sort of inspiration, you know, to get out there, to grow, to do it, to have fun. Because anything is available to you that you really want.
Even more recently, Paul Wren, Paul's story.
Oh,
of,
yeah.
Go out there and, you know, he's got an, he works in a collaboration with this center and with that center and that center.
Yeah.
And it's
absolutely.
All about the networking and marketing. All about the networking and collaboration. I mean, Paul's was a great lesson as well.
Absolutely. He started, you know, I mean, he was like, I got to do it. Right. Mm. And, you know, it was interesting. I was at a get together for a bunch of hypnotists over the weekend, and several of them were just hobby hypnotists because they're afraid to jump in full on do it. Right. You know, like Paul kind of had to do it. It's like, boy, what am I going to do here? I'm either going to do it or I'm not going to do it. Right. And so kudos to him for following through and having the faith that he could, you know, make it happen. And the experience, you know, I mean, he had to have the breakthrough experience himself in order to be as effective as I think as he is, because he came from a completely different side of the ballpark than you and I do when it comes to why we got into this work. You know, and so I think that it's important that he had that background and that ability to go, but look what happened with me. Mm-hmm. And look at how it changed my life as far as I went from an anxiety sufferer to now I help people live anxiety free. Right. Sure. And I mean, that's cool. And now I'm getting paid to do it and I don't do what I used to do anymore. But it's still living at the same great quality of life, if not better. I think that's important for people to know that they can achieve those things.
And using the tools on himself, Paul was saying, you know, he always sits there and has little chats with his crew members and makes those changes and adaptations and does a lot of work on himself.
At any rate, I think that that's, what else have you got for today?
I think that's it. I'm just gratitude really for all of the amazing people that have come on. This is our 77th episode as we record, which I think is pretty amazing.
Yes.
We've put one episode out every week, pretty much bar one week that we missed. But other than that, we've put one episode out every single week since we started.
Well, I think that's pretty darn good for us because we've stuck with it. And, you know, I think we've both learned and grown from it.
Absolutely.
Obviously, I mean, we've just demonstrated the ways that we've done that and the ways we've incorporated the information into our own practices, but even as friends.
Yeah.
I mean, and and I appreciate you. I appreciate having you, having someone so wonderful to do this with that I can be honest with and be like, oh my God, I know what she's going to say. Fuck.
Yes. No, it's been a great journey so far together. Great collaboration.
Yep. All right. So next week we have a guest. And do you know who that is?
No. Nope.
Do you remember who it is? I'm going to take a look at who it is because I'm pretty excited about this one. And I want to make sure. Yeah, Scott Sandlin. Scott Sandlin. Do you know who that is, Nicole? I think you do.
Scott is one of the brains or the operators behind the ICBCH.
No.
Or HypnoThoughts.
Yes, there you go. Scott is HypnoThoughts. Well, Scott and Stephanie, but Scott's the guy. I'm very excited to have him coming up next week. And I'm not even going to pound him with 5 billion questions about how to put together the conference that we're putting together.
That'll be good for him.
Right, I know, huh?
I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
At any rate, we'll talk to everybody next week, and everybody have a good one until then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Hypnotic Healers Podcast. Don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Facebook. You can also join our mailing list at hypnotichealers.com.